This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I mean, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room. And truly just being involved in the conversation. Because you really do need to be, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you really do need to be involved in the conversation. Hear what other people have to say. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live and listen live and take the poll. But then you can give me your email address. Because every week I send out one email. I let you guys know what's going on. Okay, what's happening on the show, the topics we're going to be discussing, the people that might join us. And you know what? You don't want to get any more. You feel like you get a whole bunch of junk, then don't. Send, you know, I mean, just unsubscribe. And you won't get them anymore, I promise. But I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaging and let us know how you feel and what you're thinking about, you know, certain issues and what have you. The I love this. I live for these stories. Right? The a professor at Yale University. They recently touted a new study on the troubling lack of racial diversity in major U.S. environmental organizations. Now, if I think like a lefty, I'm thinking, okay, either the whites have dominated it, molded anybody in, or, gee, the black Hispanics and Asians must not care about green. I mean, this is how crazy this stuff is, right? In an interview titled, How Green Groups Became So White... And what to do about it? Why do we have to do anything about it? You know, if you want to save the earth, if you truly think you're doing a good thing and you're saving the earth and you're doing all this, you know, why do you care what color the people doing it are? It shows you how disingenuous you are. You know, there's been several hurried bills that I'm not happy about. You know, there's a bill coming up in front of Congress that they're rushing through for immigration. I wish they wouldn't. They're going to screw up again, as they usually do. And most of the people that are leaving, like Paul Ryan, I want you to be, listen, I called this years ago, and I love saying it. If you don't get rid of the old guard, if you don't get rid of the leadership that has the old guard mentality, we will not make it. The party won't get anywhere. You've got Mitch McConnell sitting on hundreds of bills over there that he could rush through the Senate, or not rush through, but they've already been through Congress. They've already been voted on there. And he could start making things happen. Why the Senate has become such a funnel for this stuff, such a dam for this stuff, is amazing to me. Which proves that, you know, I mean, who was the guy before him? Harry Reid? Anyway, in an interview titled How Green Groups Became So White and What to Do About It, Yale University's alumni and University of Michigan sociology professor, Dr. DeSetter Taylor, explains how the conservation movement has to transform itself to become more inclusive. You know, we're back to this stuff. Remember, Al Sharpton used to say this. It's not that it needs to be more inclusive. You need to somehow find more people in the black community that want to do this kind of thing. More people in the Hispanic community that want to do this kind of thing. See, it doesn't happen. They don't want to do it. You can't force them to. I wouldn't. So anyhow, yes, I know. The Taylor expressed concern at the lack of action in response to a 2014 report on the state of diversity in environment. Look, you ever notice it seems like the harder they push at this stuff, the harder they try to make it happen, the harder they try to force it on people, the least or the less popular it is, the less it makes people want to step up. I'm just curious. Since then, she's published a new study showing that fewer institutions are now voluntarily reporting their diversity statistics. Ah, oh, my God. While among those that do, the percentage of non-white staff members have remained low. Again, I say, maybe they're not stepping up. And why is it the job of the college or the organization or the group to go out of its way to reach out to, I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Italian, tall, short, whatever, why is it their job to beat their brains out to try to pull the other ones in? Put the information out and force people to step up and figure out what they're doing. Anyway, and Taylor emphasized her findings that the organizations are mostly made up of white men. Why this is a problem and what these organizations should do about it. She said, we can look at all the white males that occupy the leadership positions of various environmental organizations. Now, see, they're suggesting that white males are voting in or accepting of white males. That's what's making it happen that way. That's why others can't break in. Now, I can tell you have to be on many, 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 many nonprofits over the years. And again, this is nothing against Hispanic or the black community. It's not their thing, maybe. I don't know. But I can tell you, in all the years that I served on some of these boards that I won't call out here on the radio, we didn't get applications from black, some Hispanics, not many blacks, almost zero Asians, which I know some of you said they're Caucasian too, but whatever. They have to step up. Somebody has to, and whether they want to or not, or whether they, you know, I've gone into situations where I've gone for a seat that I had no chance of getting. But I wanted to let them know I was there and I was willing to try. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. I am not advocating that you set off illegal fireworks in your town, city, or county, but go find a place, have some fun, watch the fireworks go off. You know, every time you see one of those big explosions, you can think about, you know, Trump making a promise and coming through on it, and that's what happens in the head of a liberal. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I love you guys that listen on a regular basis. What do you call them? I would call them OLs, like for old listeners, but that just sounds bad. Who? My Pips. That's right. I forgot. Stop using that. We're going to have a badge made up, but, you know, Pips, my politically incorrect posse. Mm-hmm. All right, listen. You know, I love to tell you guys whenever you're involved on a regular basis, I like to call you out. I like to honor you because, you know, my Bible tells me to give honor to where honor is due. We have a birthday. I'm not singing. You have to sing on your own. Ron Blevins' birthday. I don't know how old he is. I'm not going to tell you. Ron, I appreciate you listening on a regular basis, occupying a space in the chat room. Make it a great day. Okay, everybody. Say happy birthday to Ron at the same time. One, two, three. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. And, yes, you know, everybody should have a great time on their birthday. Every one of you guys. And I appreciate so much the time that you spend with us. And, the input that I get from you guys, the information I get from you. And I really, 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 really appreciate it. All right. So let's get back to the news. Now, on my birthday, expect nothing. We're going to I may pre-record the show, so I don't have to listen to anybody. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, as I said. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. All right, so apparently the green movement's too white. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, seriously, these people, they just never stop. So, and you've got to yell... professor who's written a piece called How Green Groups Become So White and What to Do About It. Like, if you're saving the planet, do you really care? Let me tell you what. If I'm drowning, I'm not going to look at the color of your skin when you reach your hand out to save me. I guarantee it. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what language you speak. I don't care whether you're fat or thin, tall, short, whatever. I don't care. Just save my butt. I was going to say my skinny white butt, but it ain't so skinny. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Now, since she's published a new study showing that fewer... but got really quiet there for a second. Published a new study showing that fewer institutions are now voluntarily reporting the diversity statistics. They don't know what the truth is anymore. Of course they don't. Specifically, Taylor emphasized her findings that environmental organizations are mostly made up of white men. Right? And their complaint is that the white men occupying positions of leadership mean only other white men are going to step up, which is not true. I belong to plenty of organizations on plenty of boards where there are whites, blacks in positions of authority. There's Asians, there's Hispanics. So it's a line of crock to bring attention to something that is not as bad as they say it is. You know, Timmy and I used to go, I went long before her. And we used to go to a predominantly black church. And when I say predominantly black, I don't mean it was mostly painted black. I mean, there were 6,000 people in this church, and let me put it this way. You could easily find me, okay?
No,
so,
I blend.
Well, yeah, you blend. Okay, yeah, like you blend. And so, and I never had any issues. I drove down to, we went every Sunday to an area of town that was probably not the best place for us to be. Okay, but I was going down there to be fed God's word, so I really wasn't giving it much thought as to whether I was going to be safe or not. And I went down with my kids, so we go down to church every Sunday, and the only time I was uncomfortable at that church, the only time, I mean, people never treated me poorly. You could tell some people weren't appreciative of me being there, but you know what? That's their headache, not mine, right? So you go down to the church, and the only time I was ever uncomfortable is when the black pastor would call out the black congregants for the way they treated white people, and sometimes each other. That was the only time I wanted to crawl under the seat, because I felt like it was like, they're looking at me going, are you complaining to him again? Right? And I'm telling you, you could find us easily. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, that was the only time I felt, I was sort of, so when he called attention to the fact that they were given a hard time to white folks or whatever. And the few people that, in the, I don't know how many years I went there, a dozen years. And the few people, the few black folks that gave me a hard time, I chalked it up to ignorance, I chalked it up to hate, And I thank God that he would work in their hearts to change their minds. And I went on, because I wasn't there for drama. I was there to learn what God had to say. And I think it's the same thing here. I think we make this, they keep pushing this. They keep making, they're making people uncomfortable. They're making people worry about this. If we just sit down and we teach, treat each other like human beings, treat each other truly like equals, this stuff would start to go away, and I'm not the only one that thinks so. And it's not all white people that think so. The professor suggested that there's a racial double standard when it comes to individuals interacting with members of the same race. If all the people I talked to and knew and interacted with were black, no one would take me particularly seriously. She said, I have to engage multicultural, that's burden-proof, should be on everybody. Another crucial solution to the perceived problem, she said, is a lack of budgeting for diversity initiatives within the organization. People try to do diversity on a zero budget, she explained. That's a non-starter. You can't do it. Right? I usually ask these groups, how much do you have in your budget for diversity? Whatever happened to the days where you taught your kids diversity? You taught your class diversity. You didn't need special classes. You know what I'm saying? She went on to say, to change that's going on is going to require money to hire staff. See, this is, the left always wants to do this. Throw money at it and fix it. Well, guess what? It doesn't. It hasn't for eons. It's not a money issue. Right? I mean, it's just really not a money issue. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court upholds the president's controversial travel ban on people from mostly Muslim countries. Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress, blasted the Supreme Court ruling.
This is a thin veneer of national security to basically hide a very ugly policy.
The president calls the ruling a tremendous victory for the country and the Constitution.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong.
The court says the president does have the ability to ban immigrants from entire countries if he deems it to be necessary. The court ruled that it wasn't a Muslim ban, but within the powers of the presidency to control who gets into the U.S. for national security concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, ready to go. Go away, Daddy. Yeah.
We are back. I'm back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Listen, for some of you who use the app, okay, Apple, they're not playing games, okay? They're trying to tighten up their security for whatever reason. I'm not going to blame them. You need to uninstall and reinstall the app if you got frustrated and wasn't working. I would do it with both of them because security-wise, they're just making all kinds of changes, and we've had to make changes, and they don't just roll out the updates that easy. So not to waste a whole bunch of time on it, but basically, unload and reload the app. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being part of the conversation. We were talking about a new study that showed that there are too many white folk in the green movement. Okay? I mean, really, that's the blame. And, you know, somebody's going to take this the wrong way. But I was talking about the black church that I went to. And, well, actually, most of the churches I got to, right, I mean, most of the churches I've gone to have been either black or mostly black or Hispanic.
They're very diverse.
What's that?
Diverse.
You call it what you want. I mean, whatever. Because I always joked and said, white folks have no rhythm. I mean, I love going to churches where they know how to worship. I mean, they know how to worship. Seriously. I know people can throw stuff, write me nasty, do what you got to do, but I'm telling you, I just enjoy it so much more. Anyway. But according to this professor, again, there are too many white people in the green movement, which I don't know. I don't get it. I don't go in color. See, again, why does color have to have something to do with everything you do? To me, it makes absolutely no sense. So I don't know how to fix this. I don't want to fix it because it's not my headache. I just think you keep going. You keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. You keep plugging away, trying to make things cleaner. If that's what you want to do, you want to make this a better place for us to live. And you don't look at color. You look at people and what they're willing to do and how they're willing to do. This is just, it just gets out of hand when every time you turn around, you got something like this happening. The Red Hen owner resigns from the Virginia Business Group after booting Sarah Sanders from her restaurant. There's consequences. I mean, this is the stuff, again, I love. because they think they're so righteous and they're so right all the time that something like this happens and they can't get it. And I will bet you $1,000 bill she's sitting in her kitchen or somewhere else going, you know, it's all them white people. It's all them people that are Trump lovers that did this to me. No, actually, lady, it's your own people who did it to you. It's business owners in and around the Strip. They are now famous because of you. Isn't that one? Oh, but wait a minute. The fame comes from throwing out Secretary Sarah Sanders, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. That's what you're going to be known for. Not a good restaurant, not good food, not whatever it is that you got going on over there. It's going to be for what you did to Sarah Sanders. Because you're the guys that are the diverse group that you're accepting to everybody. And you think that's the thing to do now. Now, see, this is the Love Trump's Hate group, right? This is the tolerant group. This is why I say that they're demented. The woman was in there not touting Trump. She was in there having lunch or dinner or whatever with her family. Right? I already told you what I do. This is perfect. If they don't do something to her legally for hate, then I'm telling you what. I would like to see every bakery, every Photoshop or whatever. The first question out of your mouth, if you're not sure what somebody's doing, ask them who they voted for. Really. Maybe you should have, like, your bakeries. Maybe you should have, like, a Make America cake permanently in a display case. That'll draw them away like a, you know, what do they call that thing? Like a force field. So the owner of the Virginia restaurant, responsible for kicking the White House press secretary Sarah Sanders out, and her family, not just her, but her family, is stepping aside from leadership in a local business group. Yeah, but you know what? There was a poll that went up the next day that asked if she should resign, if she should be removed. Over 95% of the people said yes. So not being a stupid woman, I can imagine, she decided, I'm out of here. I don't want this aggravation. Elizabeth Outland Branner, the president of the organization, accepted Wilkinson's resignation on Tuesday. Considering the events of the past weekend, Stephanie felt it best that she continue success of the Main Street Lexington, that she should step away. The Washington Times reported that the volunteer-based organization exists to enhance the economic prosperity. She just shot a big hole in the side of that boat, didn't she? And cultural vitality of our community, reestablishing downtown Lexington as a vibrant economic and cultural nexus of our area while maintaining its unique character. Now, the group established in 2013 is affiliated with the Virginia Main Street Program, which seeks to promote economic revitalization in the context of historic preservation. Now, Wilkinson told Washington Post that she felt compelled to take a stand. Against what? How Sarah was ordering her food, eating her chicken, the clothes she was wearing, or her political stance? She worked for somebody that Wilkinson doesn't agree with. And you know, I love all this stuff. We talk about racism and prejudice, all this crap that they put on Trump, but they can't give me an incident, a real incident. They can pull a soda by air on you like she did today and say, hey, you know, he talked about doing this. He talked about how much Muslims were a problem, and this ban is just part of that. Well, she doesn't know that. Her crystal ball doesn't work. She's not a psychiatrist. She has no clue as to why the president did this. Most of the rest of us do. You know, and the reason it's a form of dementia, the reason I say it's a problem, and I never did before, is you would think they could see that the harder they push on these empty things, Stormy the pole dancer, right? Russia, collusion. I mean, all this stuff that they try to come up with him, and it almost makes him more popular. So I say keep it up. I mean, if that's really the word, but you guys are supposed to be smarter than that, aren't you? Anyway, Wilkinson said she's not a huge fan of confrontation. Well, you never know that, right? She said, I have a business. I want it to thrive. But she went on to say, this feels like a moment in our democracy where people have to make it uncomfortable actions. Right. So you throw out the woman. Look, here's what's funny. This liberal woman, is more than willing to accept that these people are coming over the border illegally, breaking law, doing things the wrong way, hopping on our welfare systems because all they want to do is take care of their family. All Sarah wants to do is feed her family. She's got a job. She's working. She's contributing to the whole. You just don't like the guy she's working for. How American of you, huh? I always do my best to treat people, including those I disagree with, respect and will continue to do so. You didn't give her a lot of respect that night. That shows you the delusion they actually have. She really feels like she showed respect to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So again, they use a different dictionary than we do, don't they? The Red Hen restaurant should focus more on cleaning its filthy canopies, doors, and windows, badly needs a paint job, rather than refuse to serve a fine person like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I always had a rule, if a restaurant is dirty on the outside, it's dirty on the inside. Who do you think sent that? That's right, President Trump. You know, not a guy that you want to fool with when it comes to a Twitter war. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I had heard, I don't know how true it is, that the restaurant was pretty much deserted the next night. Which is fine by me. It should be. That's how you vote. You vote with your wallet. That's how you let them know how much you don't care for what they did. You do it with your wallet. Well, I got some bad news for you on the other side of the break. Democratic or Democrat, socialism or socialists are making forward motion. They really are. I mean, you're going to be surprised to hear what, well, maybe not. Really, maybe not. But New York, of all places, well, see, this doesn't make any sense. New York, I shouldn't say of all places. New York has elected or is electing, or looks like they're on their way to electing, a Democratic socialist replacing 10-term incumbent Joe Crowley. That's New York's 14th district. I don't know anything about their demographics. I don't know any of that stuff. But if you think money's going to save your butt, Crowley outraised her 10-1. He spent all kinds of money, and he didn't beat her. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, buy a mug, buy a book, buy a shirt, buy something. We'll be back in a few.
Options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Welcome back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Very much do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. This crazy stuff that's going on with Maxine Waters. She said she's not calling for attacks, but she is in an altered universe for sure. All right? But, you know, Mitch McConnell and his wife are being attacked. I mean, these people are being, I don't know, for lack of a better term, sucker punched when they show up at their homes. People showing up at their houses. And that would have been acceptable at all with the other side. Not at all. They would have been interested in the least. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Coming up now is the Democratic Socialist in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has ousted Joe Crowley in a New York stunner. This is according to CNN, so take it for what it's worth. But apparently Cortez, a 28-year-old Latina running her first campaign, ousted a 10-term incumbent representative, Joe Crowley. It's in New York's 14th congressional district. Now, it's the most shocking upset of the night, according to CNN. Cortez is an activist and a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. She won over voters in a minority-majority district with a ruthless, efficient grassroots bid. Even as Crowley, the fourth-ranked Democrat in the House, outraged her 10-1. This was the first time in 14 years a Democrat has attempted to unseat Crowley, who chairs the Queens County Democrats. His defeat marks a potential sea change in the party politics. Now, you can see this happening. Listen, that party's in disarray. And all I can say is, if the Democrat Socialists take over the Democratic Party to a big degree, Republicans, as lousy as they are right now, will be in power for quite some time. The country as a whole does not want socialism. All right? Not interested in it as a whole. The only place that you see this stuff happening big time is, you know, the New Yorks of the world, the LAs of the world, San Francisco. Come on, you see the pattern here? The big cities that are filled with liberals who think that everybody should get a piece of the pie, no matter what they do or don't do. And you know what? You know who I blame for this, right? The parents and the educators who have spent years and years and years not paying attention to what the kids were learning in school and really believing, having these leftist teachers teach them that this is all about, you know, what the country can do for you. Boy, yeah. Jack Kennedy would be having a fit right now, wouldn't he? The fact that they're looking or trying to find out what the country can do for them, what they can get from us. Can you imagine? Even as Cortez runs defiantly to his left with the universal health care. Now, this is what they want. This is what the Democratic Socialists are looking for. Universal health care, a federal jobs guarantee. So you're guaranteed a job whether you're a piece of work or not. All right, you saw what they did. Yeah, anyway. And the abolition of ICE as the headlines, as the platform that Crowley ran on. Now, remember, her district is majority-minority. I would like to check those votes and make sure that the people who voted were actually allowed to vote, legal to vote. Wouldn't it be great if the mainstream Dems like Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them were ousted in these primaries by these socialist progressive Democrats? Wouldn't it be great? And then, you know, we would beat them handily. You wouldn't have to put up as much of a fight, but they've brought them in. They've pushed this. They have cultivated the ground, the foundation of the party to allow this stuff to happen. Right? Even look at Ellison, a devout Muslim. They'll replace him as well. So they want Medicare for all or medical for all. They want ICE gone. And again, the other big problem here is verbiage. It's not immigrant rights. It's illegal immigrant rights. What do you want illegals? It's just like that mayor we talked about earlier, or the council member we talked about earlier, that wanted to give away free illegal drugs. Think about that. Citing scheduling conflicts, I think it was Crowley, missed a debate in the Bronx with Cortez, sending former city councilwoman Annabelle Palma as a surrogate. Now, the New York Times editorial board took note of his no-show and warned the ambitious congressman against taking his constituents for granted. In an interview, Cortez called his absence that night disrespectful, not just to me, but to the entire community. Cortez also had been at the front lines, literally. So last weekend, when she traveled to join protests at the ICE Detention Center in Texas, right, this is, remember, these are progressive socialists out there doing this. She's been a vocal proponent of the push to abolish the agency, an issue she ties back to her district's diverse population. You know, they're calling in things like child detention camps. We know it's not true, right? She said she confronted the border officers herself. Using their name, she said, I told them exactly what they were responsible for. And I heard them. Right? I heard them yelling at these guys who are simply trying to enforce the law. They're not. I'm tired of the, you know, and you can't let them get away with it either. I'm tired of hearing about how they're Nazis and these are concentration camps. What a slap in the face of the Jewish community. What a disrespect of all those that died in the real concentration camps. Those who were actually really were separated. And they added something interesting. They were stripped naked. They were starved to death. They were forced to work. And then when they were useless, they were gassed to death. And then I'm painting a picture for a reason. And then they were thrown in a big pit of bodies where the dirt was just thrown over them. Right? And these, yeah, I'm going to say it, you're not going to like it. These morons on the far left think this is okay. See, they won't call the show. I've actually talked to some of them when they've seen me out and about. They won't call the show. I don't know what they're afraid of. If their message is so real, right, and true, what's the problem? Come on the air. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you don't even know what the word Nazi means. You don't know what Hitler really did or didn't do. All you know, I can't remember the guy who did it, but he did an interview on college campuses and found out that most of the college students didn't even know who Hitler was. Not what he stood for, didn't stand for, but who he was. They didn't know. Well, how do you use a name or a term or something that you don't know? It was one of my biggest pet peeves when the kids were growing up, and they would use a word, and I said, you even know what that means? No. Then why, how can you use it? It sounds good, right? Makes you sound intelligent, makes you sound like a moron if you use it and don't know what it means. She went on to say, we have families and communities here in the 14th District from Ecuador and Colombia, Bangladesh, Korea, Pakistan, and I see them every day. Many of them are very scared about what's going on. What are they afraid of? If they're here legally, if they're working on their paperwork to stay, what do they have to be afraid of? Crowley targeted ICE, calling it fascist. That means that she thinks ICE, the Border Patrol, maybe even the police department's a fascist, right? During a televised debate with Cortez, less than 2 weeks before the primary, Crowley argued that simply abolishing the agency doesn't take it out of the hands of the Attorney General. He then pivoted to what he had been driving theme of his campaign. The argument that with Trump in office, Democrats should lean on experienced lawmakers and away from more ideological firebrands and navigate the opposition. It's about making change in Washington, said Crowley. He's in a leadership role. He raised money for the Democrats and around the country. It's about Democrats taking back control of the House of Representatives. I mean, I can't believe that these guys didn't know that he was in trouble. I don't buy for a minute that they didn't know. They had to know something was up. Right? Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. You know, you can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where, you know, let me know who you want me to bring on. Now, we had a veteran who set himself on fire outside the Georgia Capitol. Really, really, really bad. You've heard us tell stories before in here about what's going on with the veterans. See, we can take care of the people coming over illegally, but we can't take care of our veterans, right? A disgruntled veteran set himself on fire in protest Tuesday outside the Georgia Capitol. Authorities said that the veteran John Michael Watts, 58, who was protesting his treatment by the VA, used a combination of fireworks and gasoline to set himself on fire. Right? Now, the troopers put him out quickly and rushed him to the hospital. And he did it in front of live TV. You know, again, that he had to get to this is bad and sad and terrible. But this is where you people on the left are wrong. You can't take care of our veterans. You voted down a veterans bill, but you can take care of the illegals. Go to bed with that on your head. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. God bless.